Brian Wesley Ruth, the suspect in the alleged assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, never had the Republican presidential nominee in his sights and did not fire a single shot.
Secret Service Acting Director Ron Rowe Jr. reported at a news conference that an agent, positioned several hundred yards ahead of Trump on Sunday, noticed a gun barrel protruding from the tree line near the 6th green of Trump International Golf Club and fired at the suspect around 1:31 p.m., Lawrence Keller reporting.
The Biden administration requested special permission from Congress last month to increase Secret Service spending in the upcoming weeks, even if only a short-term spending bill is passed to prevent a government shutdown, multiple sources from Congress and the administration confirmed.
The White House Office of Management and Budget submitted this so-called anomaly request to congressional committees in August, before the second alleged assassination attempt on former President Donald Trump, this time at his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. Congressional staffers indicate growing concerns over the Secret Service's funding. Liam White reporting.
A massive pipeline fire near Houston, which burned for hours, was triggered when a vehicle struck an above-ground valve after driving through a fence, officials reported.
Authorities in Deer Park stated that both local police and FBI agents have found no evidence of terroristic activity. They also believe this to be an isolated incident. The investigation is ongoing and includes efforts to identify the driver. The pipeline explosion sent towering flames over nearby neighborhoods for hours. Kyle Norris reporting.
More than a dozen people have died following severe and historic flooding in parts of Europe over the weekend, which overtook several towns. Some areas are now seeing water levels recede, but more rain is expected in the coming days.
8 new deaths were reported over the weekend in Poland, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Austria, raising the total death toll to at least 15. Thousands of Europeans were evacuated from their homes after Storm Boris brought approximately a month's worth of rain to Central Europe within 24 hours. Benjamin Wright reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
Two now-retired chiefs from the New York City Fire Department were arrested early Monday morning after a year-long corruption investigation, law enforcement sources revealed.
Retired Chief Brian Cordasco and retired Chief Anthony Sacavino repeatedly abused their positions of trust as high-ranking officials in the New York City Fire Department by soliciting and accepting bribes totaling tens of thousands of dollars in exchange for providing preferential treatment to specific individuals and companies, according to an indictment unsealed Monday in Manhattan federal court. Jim Kender reporting.
Rescuers freed an 11-year-old boy who became trapped for more than 9 hours after slipping between two boulders near his school, a New Hampshire fire chief stated.
The boy was extracted from the boulders in Windsor at around 3:15 a.m. He was then taken to a hospital for evaluation and later released, according to the Wetico School, where he is a student. First responders from at least 5 other communities, along with state police and the Fish and Game Department, assisted in the rescue in Windsor, southern New Hampshire. Paul Gomez reporting.
A Kentucky lawmaker was critically injured when the lawnmower he was riding fell into an empty swimming pool at his home, authorities reported.
State Senator Johnny Turner, a Republican from Harlan, was listed in critical but stable condition at the University of Tennessee Medical Center in Knoxville, according to Kentucky Senate President Robert Stivers. Turner sustained injuries when he drove his mower into the deep end of the pool, Kentucky State Police confirmed. Kevin Sanders reporting.
An 8-year-old girl took an SUV from her Ohio home and drove for miles to a store where she was later found unharmed, authorities stated.
The girl, whose name has not been released, and the vehicle, a 2020 Nissan Rogue, were reported missing around 9 a.m. Sunday, according to Bedford police. Family members said they last saw the girl at the residence about 2 hours prior. As police began their investigation, they received reports of a small child seen driving a vehicle on a nearby road. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.